Do you have a favorite hymn, one that touches your heart or has maybe even changed your life in some way? On this episode of Flowcast, we explore some of the hymns our listeners find to be among their favorites, fan favorites, and heartfelt hymns. Hello, and welcome to Flowcast, an audio podcast brought to you by the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, For the Life of the World, Flowcast. I'm your host for this episode, Sister Beth Murphy, and today I'm joined by Dominican associate Mary Helen Call Rowland. Hi, Mary Helen.
Hello, Sister Beth. It's good to be with you. What a fun episode we have in store for everyone. Fan favorites, hymns of the heart.
We have had quite a good response from our Flowcast listeners. It seems like everybody that I know has a favorite hymn.
You just can't beat a good hymn. So tell us, Sister Beth, how are we going to feature the music for this episode?
So we are very blessed to have help from Sister Suzanne Donner, who has a beautiful voice. And her accompanist, Corey Brown, who is the director of music and liturgy here at Sacred Heart Convent. So Corey is going to play a portion of each song and Sister Suzanne is going to sing along with it. And that will be a good experience, I think, for our listeners.
Terrific for us. How fortunate and thankful we are to have Suzanne, Sister Suzanne, and Corey. Not only are they generous with their time and talent, but their gifts will also save us from music licensing infractions, and we certainly don't want to have any of that.
No, we don't, and that's a very good thing. So thank you to Sister Suzanne and Corey in advance. Are you ready to get started, Mary Helen?
Sure enough, Sister Beth. We know that music can touch the heart, and hymns can help us connect to God, find peace in our lives, and discover ways to put our faith and love of God into action. Hymns and music can help bring us together. And how we're going to do this part with the music is have two songs in a row, each song separated by the person's voice who is requesting the song. For us first, we have Carolyn from SHG.
Hi, I'm Carolyn, and I'm a senior at Sacred Heart Griffin School in Springfield, Illinois. My favorite church song is Here at This Table, and it's my favorite because it gives a sense of gathering and community, which really helps me connect with my faith community here at SHG.
Drink for all who thirst. Drink. This is Sister Phyllis. I have a story I'd just like to share. I was in Iliopolis, and I was teaching a group of children, really children that were going to come into the church at Easter time. I asked the question, what is your favorite song? Well, it was around the time of Christmas, and I was expecting to hear Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, a song like that. But this one little boy said, my favorite song is the one we sing at church. It's called Glory to God in the Highest.
Of babes, huh, Mary Helen?
Oh, it's, yes.
It's so wonderful to know that children are paying attention to the songs
that was
they hear at Mass.
Story. Yeah, it's a great story from Sister Phyllis, and he did have his heart touched by God and by the hymn. Just like Carol West, she phoned in and asked for her favorite hymn, Take and Eat. And we also have a popular song on Eagle's Wings that was phoned in by Rehab Habibi, and Virginia Ann Yeager treasures, Oh, What Could My Jesus Do More? Such wonderful selection, Sister Beth, and I wish we could play them all, but we just have limited time.
That's right, and we really did have a terrific response to this request for our fans' favorite hymns. We heard from SHG students a lot, and we heard from Savannah and Sienna, as well as Carolyn. Our appreciation to them and to all who have participated in this fan favorite episode of Flowcast. Now let's hear from another listener, Sister Mary Thekla Kuhnlein.
When I think of a hymn that has a story attached to it, I think of Here I Am, Lord. I was at a prayer day and sang that hymn for the first time, and I was thinking, oh, here I am, Lord. And didn't I get my ministry changed that very year, just a few weeks after that? And a year later, I was at another prayer day in that place and sang, Here I Am, Lord, from my heart. And what happened? I got my ministry changed a second time. So I was thinking, my, that's a dangerous song to sing. Here I am, Lord. Take me where you want me.
Thank you. Fisher from Springfield, Illinois. I'm a Dominican associate, and I have my favorite hymn to tell you all about. It is the Canticle of the Sun, originally composed by St. Francis of Assisi about 800 years ago. And I love it for a couple of reasons. First, it's an uplifting, inclusive hymn that celebrates love for the natural world. God is in everything. And second, it reminds me of my early faith formation in college at the University of Missouri in Columbia at their Newman Center, where I went through RCIA. Canticle of the Sun seemed to be the Newman Center's theme song there, and it brings back so many great memories for me and that time in my life. Thank you for listening, and listen to that song. It's a great one.
Fave of Keith Bisher, The Canticle of the Sun. Before that, we heard Here I Am, Lord. Some fabulous stories to go along with these fan favorite hymns, Sister Beth. I'm Mary Helen Call Rowland, and I'm with Sister Beth.
Yes, and on this episode of Flowcast, we're playing fan favorite hymns with the help of our sister Suzanne Donner and Corey Brown, who's the director of music here at Sacred Heart Convent in Springfield. And they were both so generous with their time and helped us get these recorded under a little bit of time pressure. In fact, Corey came in on his day off to help us out. So we really appreciate
that. Oh, that's marvelous. That is. Thank you very much, Corey and Sister Suzanne. We do appreciate your assistance. And we're also grateful to SHG student Tony. He phoned in his favorite hymn, Shepherd Me, O God. We also heard from Pat Kloppenberg, It Is Well With My Soul, and Ella, again at SHG, with Oh, Come All Ye Faithful. And it's just about Christmas time. We'll be hearing lots of those hymns before you know it. Meanwhile, we hope everyone's having a blessed Advent.
So many hymns for so many seasons, and people enjoy them for so many reasons. I think it was St. Augustine who was supposed to have said, "The one who sings prays twice." Our next fan favorite hymn is from our dear friend and Dominican brother, Father Jerry Stuckey. So you're going to hear why Father Jerry really likes the song Only in God.
Hello, Beth and Flowcast people. This is Jerry Stuckey calling from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm calling in about my favorite hymn, which is Only in God. It's by John Michael Talbot, and it's from like 1980, based on Psalm 62. And I don't know if you know John Michael Talbot's music, but I was in college, in high school, college, in Aquinas Institute when he was playing a lot of music. And I was also, you know, kind of an amateur musician of my own. I played double bass and keyboard for a lot of masses, including at Aquinas back in Dubuque days. And I just found, you know, apart from Michael Jonkus and the St. Louis Jesuits and all these, I thought that John Michael Talbot was one of the better composers. I just liked his music, and especially the song Only in God. You should listen to it on YouTube. It's really a faith statement, and in the long run, it's just God, the only thing. You know, problems, whatever comes, you know, nothing to fear, nothing, don't worry. Only in God is our soul at rest, is the theme. And it's a simple, pure, clear faith statement and a lovely, lovely song.
I am a Quincy associate living outside of Quincy. One of my favorite songs that keeps running through my head very often is a song called Loving and Forgiving. It's something that I love hearing at Mass, and I take it with me as I go. But I find myself singing it in conversation with my Lord as I work outside or as I garden. So it's very powerful for me, and I like it a lot.
Loving and Forgiving, as requested by Janet Summey. I love her story about finding herself singing that song while she's out in the garden. I think that's a beautiful way to pray, to allow ourselves just to be taken over with whatever is in our hearts. And if it's a song, why not, right?
That's
Do you ever
right.
get a song stuck in your head, Mary Helen?
Oh, I sure do, Sister Beth. One song is Soon and Very Soon. Once that one's played, it's in my head just all day long. Pam Dillon, she has Morning Has Broken is her cherished song. And I remember singing that back in the day with the church guitar group.
I think, didn't we have someone call in soon and very soon? I think it was Isabella from SHG who said that was one of her favorite songs. So apparently it gets stuck in her head too, Mary Ellen.
Great. Yes.
You know, Linda Curtis called in her favorite song. She said, On This Day, O Beautiful Mother, which is a really precious hymn to many people, I think. And Libby at Sacred Heart Griffin, again, one of our students, said that Sing a New Song is one of her favorites. We're listening to fan favorites and heartfelt hymns during this episode of Flowcast. I'm Sister Beth Murphy, and I'm joined by Mary Helen Call Rowland. We have music in this program played by Corey Brown, the liturgist at Sacred Heart Convent, and sung by Sister Suzanne Donner. Music often brightens our days, does it not? And reminds us of people who are no longer with us, but beloved to us. Songs can offer us hope and peace and sometimes even courage. Hymns are God-centered and they call our attention upward. And they remind us that we are all children of God. And I think our next two songs do that very well.
My name is Annie. I'm a senior at Sacred Heart Griffin High School in Springfield, Illinois. And my favorite church song is We Are Many Parts, because it reminds me of my grade school choir and how we are all different, but we are all children of God. Thank you.
Sister Patricia Stark, and I'm calling from Springfield, Illinois, to share with you one of my favorite hymns. The title is I Say Yes, Lord, Digo Si, Señor. This is a hymn that I learned long ago from the Peruvian sisters, and I especially like this hymn because we sing in English and Spanish, so it helps me be in communion with our sisters here in the States and also our sisters in Peru. Also, the lyrics are very interesting and indicative of the theology of liberation, which started with Gustavo Gutierrez in Peru. He himself is a Peruvian.
Si, Señor, digo si, Señor.
Such a wonderful hymn, and it was sung by a wonderful person, Sister Beth. Thank you so much for jumping in and helping us out with that song, Sister. It was "I Say Yes, Lord, Diego Si, Señor." And you did say yes, didn't you, Sister Beth?
I did, and with all humility, I need to tell a little story about that. I was more familiar with the song than Sister Suzanne was, so she asked me to sing it, but you can tell that I don't really have the voice that she has. And
you sounded beautiful.
That reminds me of another fun saying about music. I used to tell the kids this in my classroom, that if you have a beautiful voice, you should sing to praise God. And if your voice is less beautiful, you should sing louder and get even. But I was happy to do it. And I have to say, it reminded me of a dear Dominican brother of ours, Father Jimmy Barnett, who went to God a couple of years ago. But Jim was deeply committed to the social justice needs of the poor people of the world. And I remember him singing that song for us when he was leading us in retreat one time. And it and he both impressed me deeply. So I offer that song humbly to honor my friend, Father Jim.
It was a joyful song, very joyfully sung. Before Si, Señor, we heard We Are Many Parts. And as Sister said, reminders of the diversity we are called to welcome into our church and into our lives. And these songs are reminders of the diversity that we're called to welcome into our church and into our lives, and also serves as a reminder that God calls us to be aware of the poor, just like Father was, and help the poor improve their lives. Hymns hold so much meaning, so much beauty, and indeed, God hears the cry of the poor. And that's a hymn favored by Sister Jean Patrice.
Hymns remind us that God is present in our lives, and God listens and can offer us much hope in the chaos. Some of the other songs that remind us of this that were requested by our fans. Resucito is a song that was selected by SHG student Mary Kate. And Ella, who was also a student at Sacred Heart Griffin, said she likes Fly Like a Bird. Such a lovely variety of songs were suggested to us by our listeners. I can't believe that there were no repeats.
Yeah, that is amazing, with so many callers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're very thankful to all of you who phoned in your fan favorites.
This has been such a grand time, Sister Beth. Let me ask, do you have a favorite hymn?
Too many to name. But I thought about that seriously, and I decided I wanted to talk about an American hymn called How Can I Keep From Singing? The first verse says, "My life flows on in endless song above earth's lamentation. I hear the real, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation." And I just find that so powerful in so many ways, that even in the midst of all of the chaos of life, our lives are gifts from God. And each one of us is like a song that God is singing into the world. And we trust that God, that above the chaos of the world, we can still hear the song that God is asking us to sing with our lives.
That's lovely, Sister Beth. Very much so. Very profound. Yeah, I like that.
What's one of your favorite hymns, Mary Helen?
Well, mine would have to be the Servant Song. And that's because previously I worked as a junior high youth ministry coordinator, and we held monthly prayer services. No song leaders, so I took the lead with my rackety little voice and would sing a little off key now and then. And I actually think that it helped the seventh and eighth graders become a little bit less conscious of themselves and their own singing. And they could just sit back and say, "Look at that crazy Mrs. Rowland," and not feel so self-conscious themselves. And a servant song, a wonderful message. Would you like me to sing a few bars?
Well, sure. You weren't expecting me to say that, were you? No. So I did it, so I think you should have to, too.
Oh, okay. Will you let me be your servant? Let me be like Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. There you go.
There we go. And you know, I love sitting in church on weekends at the parish mass and listening to all of those out-of-tune voices singing. We have a lovely parish at St. Joe's in Springfield here, and people really do sing there. And it doesn't matter when you're a little off key or maybe off pitch, because what we're doing there together is praising God together. So I
that's right.
That's
you are absolutely right. So, Sister Beth, thank you so very much for allowing me to join you with this episode of Flowcast. You know, yours is a podcast that I truly enjoy, and all the people behind you.
Well, thank you so very much, Mary Helen. It's great to have you here. Many thanks once again to Sister Suzanne Donner and Corey Brown, our director of music. We also appreciate the work of Jean Ann Miller and Brandon Durham, who oversee production, editing, and marketing for Flowcast. You've been listening to Flowcast, an audio podcast brought to you by the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Flowcast incorporates an acronym, For the Life of the World, which appears in John's Gospel and is used by the sisters to summarize our response to God's mission. I'm Sister Beth Murphy, joined by Mary Helen Call Rowland. Thank you for listening. Carry a song in your heart today. Make it a good day for yourself and for the life of the world.